Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's summertime, people, and today is the 31st of July, which brings me to that awful moment when I look at my tickets for Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where the Boston Pops and so many popular artists perform over the summer. And my July envelope has disappeared, just evaporated, dwindled away. But there's still August and Labor Day weekend, and I have to tell you, one concert after another has been incredible, just incredible. And each time I hear something that is amazing and moving and wonderful and uplifting, I think to myself, well, it can't get better than this. And then the next concert comes along and it is. It's just, I don't know how they do it. But if you haven't been to Tanglewood yet this summer, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, located partly in Lenox and partly in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. They get lucky enough to pay taxes to two towns. You'll find us too. Come and visit us. We are housed in the retail shopping arcade that wraps around the lobby of the Crown Plaza, Berkshire Pittsfield in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County, a great place to base yourself for touring all over the county. And because we do most of our traveling between October, November, and April, we try to stay close to home because I like to think of Tanglewood as my summer vacation. Although later today, we are whisking you off to a very special place that in many ways reminds me of Berkshire County. And I'm going to share that with you after the top of the hour news in the next hour. But one of the things I love about Berkshire County in western Massachusetts is, and it's a very seductive place, by the way, because so many people who come here wind up buying second homes or condos or doing something to, rent a place every summer kind of a thing, come back year after year. If you fall in love with Berkshire County, I'm going to tell you about a place you're going to adore because it has so many of the features of the rolling landscape and just the beautiful topography and fine places to visit and wonderful historic places to visit and wonderful places to stay. And that's in Northern Ireland. And this hour, I'm going to whisk you off to a place that I've fallen in love with. Imagine this. You drive up a winding road on the grounds of a place called Galgorm Resort and Spa. While its address is Ballymena, it's not really in the town of Ballymena, which offers a lot. So if you need anything, you run into town, it's all there for you. And it's about 45 minutes or so north of Belfast. and about a half hour, 45 minutes south of the northern border on the sea of Northern Ireland, where you find one of my favorite places in the whole world, and that's Giant's Causeway. And that whole area where they film Game of Thrones. So you've seen some of the landscapes and the seascapes and Ballantoy Harbor and Dark Hedges, and you can go visit all those places and base yourself at Galgorm Resort and Spa, and you're in a hop and a jump away. But you drive up this windy road, and then you are driving next to this river called the River Maine, like the state of Maine. And it's a bending river, like the Mississippi. It kind of makes left turns and right turns, and there are rocks in the river, and the water babbles and splashes, and it makes little white foamy crests as it's babbling along. And you might notice, as you're driving up past the historic mansion on the grounds, that's often used for events like weddings and whatnot, reunions and even corporate meetings. As you're driving up, you will see hot tubs along the river's edge. And they're not those communal things where you and a bunch of strangers hop in together. They are individual hot tubs, and you'll see individual people, couples, people just there by themselves. An ice bucket on the other side of the wall of the hot tub, conveniently providing wine or champagne or something that makes you happy. The place is amazing. And it's not too late to enjoy some of the wonderful summer things they're doing there. This is an all-year-round place, people. So, you know, I like to be there in December. And you have to see people out in their big pools that are heated. And you see them in December out in the pool, and you see the steam rising off the water into the cooler air in their thermal village. The place is amazing. So we're going to go and talk with Tim Burden, who is one of the executives at Galgorm Resort and Spa, about the new stuff they've got going on there that you ought to know about. And while we're listening to a message, you might want to go look at Galgorm, GALGORM.com, or go to sabrams.com and put the word Galgorm into the search box. And we're going to talk with Tim Burden right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings, join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
I'm delighted to have Tim Burden on the line with me. He is an executive with Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. But, you know, in so many places, what comes to mind is in County Wicklow, Rathsalla Country House's address is Dunlavin, but Dunlavin's a good 2 miles down the road. And so it's the closest place where the post office is, basically. And I think of it that way when I think of Galgorm. It's not in the town of Ballymena, which is like a bit down the road, but on its own parkland estate that is enormous. And you just feel like you have left the planet into a retreat that is just a sanctuary for peace and tranquility and lots of laughter, by the way. I want to thank you for joining us today, Tim. Let's talk a little bit about you. I spoke to you very...
Hello, Stephanie.
How are you? You good?
Good, thank you. Good. Thanks very much.
Okay, so where were you born?
Well, originally I was born in London.
Okay.
1976.
Right. Oh, that's more information than we needed, but that's
okay. I just turned 40, so...
Sorry?
I just turned 40.
Well, happy birthday to you. When was your birthday?
12th of June.
Well, happy birthday to you. I'm going to put it on my calendar so I remember for next year, and I'll surprise you with a happy birthday. So, well, the reason I asked is that I expected to hear that kind of quirky Northern Ireland accent, and I was getting a very British accent. So, I mean, I can always pick out, some people can't tell the difference between South Africans, Australians, people from England or Scotland, and people from Northern Ireland. So, you know,
but, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
yes.
But I heard you and I said, nah, this is not a man who grew up in Northern Ireland. People in Northern Ireland have a funny way of saying the word you. Yeah. How are you?
How are you?
I have to learn to really do it better. But you, if you really listen, you can hear the difference. How long have you been living in Northern Ireland?
So 26 years. I mean, so definitely, you know, more than half my life. So I think I consider myself Northern Irish at this stage. But I was living in England, Scotland, and Ireland for a few years before I settled here.
And we both managed not to mention Wales, and we don't mean to slight them, do we? No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Snowden's lovely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because I want to talk about your entry on the scene. You're now in your 27th year there, when that's my lucky number. So your entry 26 years ago into Northern Ireland and how you and Galgorm connected with one another. Stay with me, people. We're going to be talking about the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. This is a place you have to know about. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
In a neat little town they call Belfast.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Tim Burden. He is at the Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. It is a wonderful place to not only base yourself for a kind of recharge your batteries and remember how lovely life can be when you block out the rest of the world, in a kind of retreat parkland estate setting that is just gorgeous, with the most, you know, they put such effort and detail into everything they do. I interview so many people, Tim, that are associated with some hotel and spa. And I don't like to talk about spas because they all sound the same when you get down to it. It's how many square feet, how many treatment rooms, how many couple rooms. They use, you know, non-allergenic potions and lotions, and they match the skin type to the whatever, and they do facials and body scrubs and hair and nails and this and that, and maybe there's a sauna and there's a jacuzzi and there's a whirlpool. But, you know, they all sound alike. Your place is like a trip to Santa's workshop. It's
a feast for the eyes and the ears. It's true. Yes, yes.
It's amazing. Well, I want to talk first. And by the way, I have my assistant with me today in the studio here. Studio 35 at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Her name is Maggie McGee, and she is an English Springer Spaniel, and she's the first white and black we've had. All the others have been liver and white. Anytime now, she may have something to say, so I just want to warn you if you hear the woof in the background. But she loves to come to the studio, so she thinks she's in charge, and she probably is.
Okay.
So now you got yourself, so if you've just turned 40, that would have made you what, 16 when you arrived?
Well, I moved here when I was 14.
14.
So you were close, and yes, I spent some of the key kind of education.
Of course it was 14.
Here.
I'm losing my mind. All right, yes, of course. That's why I don't do the checkbook. Give me calculus. I'll get an A on it. Give me arithmetic. I'm in trouble. So you were 14. Did you come ahead to go to school, or did you come with your family to Northern Ireland?
Yes, my parents got work over here. They were both music teachers, and they got placements here at the local schools. So it suited just to move over here, and it was a nice way of life, and the property was good value, and we always liked the, you know, this side of the world. So moving from York in England over to here was good. I mean, obviously York is a beautiful city too, but Northern Ireland,
wonderful
and
city.
The Antrim coast just has the edge on the Yorkshire Dales and the moors, you know.
Oh, York is a wonderful city. What is it? The Shambles?
Bootham and the Shambles, that's right, yes.
Oh, my word. For people who have never been there, it's like walking into truly a storybook. You expect Pinocchio to jump out a window somewhere. It's the little tiny, skinny, windy streets with little crookedy houses that lean in different directions, and they're stucco and timber and wonderful. And the Romans got around, didn't they? They got all the way up there.
Yeah.
So you've got a Roman wall going on up there in York. And
That's right. And they've got the Jorvik Viking Center, which is fascinating.
The whole place is fantastic. There used to be a place there 100 years ago called Walnut Cottage. It was a big cottage, really big cottage, with a big thatched roof. And I think it's long since gone, because most people I mention it to have no idea what I'm talking about. But I fell in love with it. It was just outside of the area where the Shambles is, where you walk through the rickety-crickety area that's just adorable and sweet and little restaurants and whatnot. And on our first trip there, it was the second time this happened to me. First time it happened to me was in Vienna. Second time it was in York. In both places, my husband and I had been walking for hours, and we were at this point completely lost and disoriented. And I'm the one with no sense of direction. So it was now time in Vienna to walk back to our hotel, and it was now time in York to walk back to our car. And these incidents happened 1 year apart. The first time one was in Vienna, the next year was in York. And in both cases, he took out the map and said, this is the way we need to go. And he's pointing to this good mile and a half walk to get back to where we had to be. And in both cases, I said, that's not the way to go. It's this way. And he looked at me like I'm ridiculous, because if I tell you go left, chances are good you should be going right. So I said, listen, I don't have strength to start walking a mile that way when I know it's this way. And in Vienna, I started to walk off, and he said, well, I can't let you just walk off. You're going the wrong way, but I can't let you walk off. You know, you barely speak any German, and, you know, you're just going to go take off walking around a strange city by yourself. I said, then I guess you're going to have to walk with me. And two blocks later, we were standing in front of the hotel in Vienna. And in York, we had parked the car near that place, the Walnut Cottage, which I don't think exists anymore. And my husband gave me the same speech on where we needed to go. And unfortunately, he was incorrect. And happily, he followed me. And three blocks later, there we were standing in front of our car. I think I must have been from the region in another lifetime, Tim.
Yes, so you must have been. I agree, it's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah. So now, when you moved, 14 is kind of a tender age to leave all your friends and schoolmates and readjust to being in Northern Ireland. Exactly where did the family move?
Well, we moved to Ballymena itself.
Oh, you did?
And, yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I've been here a long time, and from a distance, I've been able to see Galgorm Manor, as it was known back then, grow and develop into this world-class, you know, resort and spa, which has had increased bedrooms, increased function rooms, and all sorts of additions, which have now placed us on the worldwide map. So it's been thrilling to be able to see it from a distance. And then, of course, I've been here now for just over 2 years as an employee, so it's been a treat to be able to be involved in a place that's developed so incredibly over the 26 years.
Wow. Wow. And when you first moved to Northern Ireland, was it a private property or was it being used as a hotel establishment then?
It was a much smaller hotel. It was a smaller scale hotel with only a couple of handfuls of bedrooms. And, you know, I mean, did do weddings here, and there was the Great Hall, but it wasn't as it is now, where, you know, there's the Renaissance and the Great Hall,
yeah.
And then there's the separate function rooms, and obviously the the spa village is really out of this world.
Yeah,
so
the thermal village. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. And I want to talk a bit more just to give those who haven't had the opportunity to listen in while we've been talking about Gal Gorman the last few months a bit of understanding. And then we're going to go off to find out about the special things you're doing this summer. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Tim Burton on the line, live from Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And he is at the Galgorm Resort and Spa, a place that is like no other place. I mean, you can't even say it, you know, oh, it reminds me of. It doesn't remind me of anything else. It is truly a unique, charming, sprawling, but intimate place because of the way it's laid out. How many rooms are in the hotel portion?
So we have 122 rooms, Stephanie.
You know, you'd never feel that. You know, it feels like, it almost feels like a big B&B from, in terms of, I guess because there are so many dining choices and there are, you know, so many, there's so much space on the grounds that you never feel like there are people on top of each other, unless, of course, you've gathered them together in one of your big, you know, dining rooms or, you know, one of the places where you hold events and, you know, receptions and whatnot.
Well, it's deceptive from the, if you go to the galgorm.com, you'll see the very striking manor house, which is what it used to be. It was a gentleman's residence in the 1800s. And it is deceptive if you look at the front, because obviously the depth of property then goes all the way back, acres of land. And then to the side of the hotel, we also have the Four Seasons suite modeled on London's Four Seasons hotel. So it's something which, you know, we have a lot of love for, and that love we try and pour as much into our guests so that they feel as special as possible whenever they arrive, and then they leave with that special kind of Galgorm feeling whenever they depart.
Well, you know, it's funny. There are pictures of Galgorm that almost look like two different places. Because you look at the pictures that are taken from the front where you arrive in the mansion area, and then there are pictures from the side where the thermal village is, which, by the way, people, they've actually built a snow cabin where you can go to the sauna and then, like they do in the Scandinavian countries, run out and jump in the snow. They've built a snow cabin and create their own snow inside. So if you wanted to, it's the coolest thing. Just the coolest thing. Just the coolest thing.
If we're having a bad day and if we're stressed, we just jump into that cabin whenever the customers aren't around. And it's a good way to de-stress.
Do you really? Do you really? Or did you make that up? Did you make that up just for me? Or do you really?
No, I have to be honest. I can actually send you a picture of myself and a colleague doing just that, just to prove I'm not talking nothing nonsense.
My goodness!
Is that a deal?
Yeah, I'd like
I'll
to see that.
I'll email you a picture.
We're going to send you the instructions on how to upload it, so you can put it at travelers411.com in our members' photos. I would like to see this. Yeah, you know, I was so busy. The last two times I have been at Galgorm, I was so busy meeting with people and doing things and going off to visit places in the region that I, you know, didn't even get to open the door and see inside the snow cabin. I mean, we didn't even get that far. So the next time we come by, we have to make time to do all these things. And to get into
that
pool intrigues me because, you know, the pool that I love to watch people from the balcony. So many of the accommodations have balconies that overlook that whole area with the River Main and the hot tubs and the thermal village and all that jazz. But the pool is actually divided into sections. So when you go in the pool, there may be other people in the pool, but you're not actually in the pool with them. You're in the pool in your own. It reminds me of those dishes that you give toddlers so that the gravy on the meat doesn't get into the potatoes because they don't want things to touch. You know, those little divided dishes for babies.
No cross-contamination.
That's it. So the applesauce doesn't get into the peas or whatever. Reminds me of. I mean, it's not done like a pie, you know, in a round shape. It's done in squares and rectangles and whatnot. But there are actual sections for people. So you're going into that pool with whoever you're with, and not even though there are other people nearby, they're sort of, you're in the applesauce and they're in the mashed potatoes. I mean, it's very cool.
Well, it is. And it's all very strategic and thought out because, you know, the design of the thermal village is very much a journey. It's modeled on the Indonesian spas and spas in Thailand, which have this real kind of, what could you say, wow factor, I suppose. And, you know, a lot of thought's been put into it. And it's, you need a full day, if not 2 days, really, to appreciate the spa fully. So we'd always recommend guests to have a two-night break with us to
really
experience what we have to offer.
Well, you really do need that. And, you know, it's one of the challenges of going and staying at any hotel property when you have a check-in that's usually, in most places, 3 p.m. Sometimes, you know, if your room is ready, they'll let you check in earlier. But for the most part, you've got a 3 p.m. check-in, and you've got somewhere between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. the next day check-out. So how many hours do you really have to enjoy and appreciate a place if you come for one night? We've been invited by hoteliers to come and do a site inspection and get to know their hotel, and they invite us for one night, and I tell them I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't arrive, and, you know, and generally when we arrive, it's going to be somewhere around 6 or 7. So we've completely blown the day, and they've got guests arriving the next day at, you know, 3, so that we've got to be out so they can clean up the room and be ready for the next, and there's just not enough time, and it's too frustrating for me to get to a place and not be able to do all the things I need to do when I go and visit a place to, you know, take photos, meet people, talk with them, you know, really get to experience what it's like to be there. You can't do it in one day. And for somebody that's a guest on property, you might, you know, that's when you stay at a place that's like an airport, no frills hotel. When you're just going to be there for an overnight and get out, you know, you're not going to have time to enjoy or appreciate the place. So, you know, why be in a place that you're frustrated by that you have no time to do what you came there to do? So, yeah, you need a minimum of 2 nights. And I'd say really to do it right, you need 3 or 4. And that's really what you should count on, especially because when you get to the point, when you get to the point that you're so relaxed that you feel like a melted marshmallow, and you're ready for some activity or, you know, something to occupy your brain, you know, you can go off for several hours and, you know, go up to Giant's Causeway and, you know, go up to the Karakoreed Rope Bridge, which is, you know, an amazing experience, and explore all of County Antrim and the glens and the, you know, waterfalls and the this and that. That's the Port Stewart Beach. I mean, you can do that all and come back to Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena and still have the rest of the day, the evening, the next morning, whatever, you know. But if you do that and you don't spend time at the property, that's a mistake. So you need to have enough time to do that. What would you say the average stay is of people who come to visit Tim?
Well, it would be, if you do a midweek break, it would be at least 2 nights. You see, you know, we do have guests sometimes that would come visit us, and they would consider using us as a base to go and view what the province has to offer, particularly the glens and the Antrim coast. But then they often find themselves wanting to stay here longer because we have so much ourselves to offer. It's a one-stop resort for, you know, we have tennis courts, so we've got a new golf course opening. And
when
obviously
does it open?
But it's just so much to when enjoy
does
and to
when does the new golf course
Second.
Open? When does the new golf course open?
The plan is September.
This year?
Mm-hmm, that's
like
right.
Like in a month and change, maybe.
Nicely put. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Ah, well, maybe we might actually get to see it. You have to find out. Here's your job. Got a homework assignment for you. We're talking with Tim Burden at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, County Antrim, Northern Ireland. Find out for me what hole in the golf course has the photographic view that everybody's going to want to take. There's always at least one hole on a golf course where you have this magnificent view of something. Find out for me what that photo op is, and we'll get a buggy, which we can here call a golf cart, and we'll go out there and get that photo. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick break and come back and find out about what are the fancy packages that are going on for summer that got me to contact Al Gorm and say, you got to come on and share this with my audience. Don't go away, people. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about Galgorm Resort and Spa in County Antrim, Northern Ireland. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me, live from Ballymena in County Antrim, Northern Ireland, at the Galgorm Resort and Spa, Mr. Tim Burden, who is an executive with Galgorm Resort and Spa for the last couple of years. Where were you before?
So I used to work for Hastings Hotels.
Oh, no kidding.
Warner Brothers, and so it was always within leisure and entertainment, very much part of my kind of interests and upbringing, arts and putting on shows, and I also do radio work and voiceovers. So it's all very kind of artistic and showmanship stuff.
Yeah, well,
very much about what we deliver here. It's all about putting on a show for our guests, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one that they are the players in. There's no question about that. My good friend, who I haven't spoken with in years, Howard Hastings, and his wife, Philippa, I actually organized...
Oh, I know them well.
I actually organized their 20th anniversary and their 40th birthdays all came out in October of 2002, and they wanted to come to New York. And we had been into some mischief together, and so Howard asked me if I would sort out organizing a week in New York for them. And I have some wonderful pictures. In fact, I think we have some of them online. Other pictures
Great.
At the Sleeve Donard with him. But in any event, I'm happy that you were snapped up by the people at the Galgorm Resort and Spa. They did the right thing. So what are the goodies that you are dangling before people to get them to come and visit with you at the Galgorm? And Galgorm, people, is G-A-L-G-O-R-M. Galgorm. Easy. In County Antrim. Talk to me. What's cooking?
That's right. Okay, Stephanie. Well, we have a couple of exciting things. We have a perfect day for all the family on Sunday, the 14th of August, which we're calling the Galgorm Games, which is very much, I suppose, in line with the Olympics, which we're celebrating. So it's a day for all the family with outdoor sports activities. There'll be lots of medals and prizes, and we're also going to have lunch. It's all good value. It's all very good. You know, kids are only from £7.95 and adults £12. So we're calling the Galgorm Games something for everyone to enjoy, and it's going to be hosted on the grounds and within Gillies as well, so it's going to be lots of fun.
With Gillies, those are the people who take you fishing.
That's right. Absolutely.
Fishing guides.
That's the also the name of our bar and grill. So
oh, of course,
Gillies. It's actually a place which is celebrating 25 years this year, so it's a bit of an anniversary there as well.
Now, Gillies.
We opened Gillies 25 years ago.
Gillies Bar and Grill. You can take the elevator down one level, or you can walk down a flight of steps, and you are entering right in the middle of Gillies. Something not quite as glamorous as, but something like the feeling of walking into the Buddha Bar in Paris, where you walk down the big flight of steps, for those of you who have done that. And but you can come down on an elevator if you prefer. But the funny thing that always strikes me is so odd with Gillies, and the food is wonderful there, and the atmosphere is just relaxed. And, you know, you're just having a fantastic meal without having to get all gussied up to do it. But to have to be sitting there having, you know, some marvelous beef dinner and having all those cows and all those paintings looking down at you kind of reminds me of having a clam bake at the aquarium. It just seems a little odd to me. But
I know. Well, Paul Bell is a great local artist and we love his work, and we find his work very popular with our guests, and it's somewhat quirky, and vegetarians don't appreciate his art quite as much. But it's something which is a lot of fun, and it does.
How many restaurants are there?
Appreciation.
How many restaurants on property?
We have 3 restaurants at the minute, soon to be 4.
Well, I ate in the Italian one. And, of course, I've dined in Gillies, and I've dined in the River Room, which is just elegant.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
And I love having breakfast in the River Room. You have the choice. You could have breakfast in Gillies, but it's just, how elegantly, swelegantly, and, you know, marvelously delicious. And I've been lucky that it's always been a sunny day, and there are a million windows in the River Room, and you look out over the river and
great view of the river. That's right.
Wonderful.
We also, I should say, we have a gourmet wine evening in the River Room coming up on the 1st of September, which is a Thursday, if you don't mind me saying.
I do mind. Don't mind you saying. I want to hear about it. So there's a wine tasting.
We're going to have carver and canapé reception. We've got a 5-course dinner, and we have an expert from our wine specialist who will be speaking and introducing each wine. And it's something which a lot of locals and also guests come from quite far to experience this kind of evening, because it's something which stays with them, you know, not just the food and the wine, but also the ambience and the education of finding out about their favorite drink.
Interestingly, you mentioned before when you were talking about the Galgore Games on August 14th that it was $7.95 for children, and what was the other number for adults?
£12 for adults.
£12. Okay, so it was £7.95.
That includes lunch.
Yeah, wow. That's a bargain. My goodness, that is a bargain. So let's just call the kids £8. So £8 today is what, about $11? $10?
Well, probably about $10, I would imagine, roughly.
You know, people, Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. It works on British pounds sterling, and while it doesn't make the people in the UK particularly happy or make it easy for them to buy American goods or come to visit us, it is a bargain for you to go there now, because you're looking at something that's, I don't know what, a 30 to 40% discount off of what it was a year or two ago. So this is the time to pack up your old kit bag, grab your passport. There are some wonderful airfares out there. And there are great airfares that are starting September 1 and November 1. Go take a look, because you can't afford to stay home. Thank you for joining with me. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.